From the GPB newsroom in Atlanta, I'm Leah Fleming. Republicans will maintain control of every statewide office in Georgia following Tuesday's runoff election. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports that Democratic candidates have conceded their races.
Republican Brad Raffensperger defeated Democrat John Barrow to be Georgia's next Secretary of State. Speaking on GPB's Political Rewind, Raffensperger said he looks forward to hearing the results of a bipartisan commission exploring new voting systems for 2020.
People have really been digging in on the pluses and minuses of each different technology, things to look out for to make sure you have a cyber secure system.
Meanwhile, incumbent Republican Chuck Eaton survived the challenge from Democrat Lindy Miller to serve another term on the state's Public Service Commission. The last time a Democrat held a statewide office was in 2010. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
As Atlanta United gets ready for this weekend's big game, Joseph Martinez is celebrating being named Major League Soccer's most valuable player. GPB's Ross Terrell has that story.
And it comes again, Martinez! He cannot be stopped.
Joseph Martinez, the United's forward, led the league in goals scored this season with 31. En route, he also broke the MLS single-season scoring record. And as the United get ready to compete for the MLS Cup this weekend, his efforts were rewarded with an MVP trophy. Atlanta United president Darren Eales heaped praise on the star player.
He's just the greatest pure goal scorer the MLS has had in its 23-year history. It's an honor and a privilege to have him as part of our club and part of the city of Atlanta. And Joseph, we can't thank you enough, and I just hope you got a few more goals in your locker for Saturday night.
The United face off against the Portland Timbers Saturday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the MLS crown. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A new audit finds that Atlanta police routinely fail to turn on their body cameras for a majority of their stops. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the audit finds that officers only use their body cameras on about one-third of calls and aren't always using them properly.
The audit, which was presented to the Atlanta City Council this week, finds that cameras are routinely left uncharged or turned off prematurely. Speaking to WSB, Police Chief Erica Shields says she requested the audit because changes in the department are necessary.
We've made a commitment to transparency. We've gotten the body cameras. If an incident happens that's remotely controversial and we haven't recorded, I mean, that just undoes all the good work that we have done.
2 years ago, the department spent more than $5.5 million on body cameras and cloud storage. Shields says department leaders are working to clean up body camera policies to create stricter oversight moving forward. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
After a contentious campaign season, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and Governor-elect Brian Kemp have had their first meeting. The two met at City Hall yesterday. According to the AJC, Kemp said that the two talked about economic development initiatives. On the campaign trail, Kemp slammed the mayor for her decision to block the city jail from holding any more U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainees. Bottoms, who campaigned for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, mocked a Kemp campaign ad, saying she doesn't take advice from people who hold shotguns at children.